USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another night of protests in many American cities. Fewer turned as violent and riotous as they had in previous nights, but in New York City, police are still processing a huge number of arrests. They're up to 700 from last night alone, and that makes nearly 2,000 arrests over five straight nights of mayhem in the Big Apple. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumed Democratic White House nominee, ripping into President Trump for his walk yesterday after remarks in the Rose Garden about the violent protests following the death of George Floyd. The president walking to St. John's Episcopal Church for what Biden says was surely a photo opportunity.
A president from the doorstep of the People's House, the White House, using tear gas and flash grenades in order to stage a photo op in one of the most historic churches in the country, or at least in Washington, D.C.
USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Law enforcement is a risky business for officers during the best of times, but over a week of often violent and riotous protests in American cities following the death of George Floyd, many police officers have been shot. Four were shot in St. Louis during a protest last night. Luckily, all of them are expected to survive, and in Las Vegas, the police chief reports a couple of shootings overnight, one of them leaving a police officer badly wounded. In the other incident, police had to kill an armed man who was wearing body armor outside a federal building.
What has occurred is utterly unacceptable. I hope the community sees it that way, too.
What's still known as simply Tropical Depression 3 is expected to become Tropical Storm Cristobal in the Atlantic in a matter of hours. The naming will become official once the depression has sustained winds of 39 miles per hour or greater. TD3 currently in the Bay of Campeche, which is in the far southern portion of the Gulf of Mexico. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
USA Radio's Tim Berg has an update on a historic space mission that began over the weekend.
The astronauts who docked at the International Space Station this weekend aren't sure when they're coming home. Their mission depends on the performance of their new Crew Dragon capsule. Commander Doug Hurley says Sunday's docking of the Crew Dragon was smooth as silk.
We didn't feel the docking. It was just so smooth, and then we were docked, which in shuttle you felt a little bit of a jolt, nothing real heavy, but you felt it.
Hurley also saying it was a smooth flight.
Back to the story regarding the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis a week ago yesterday. Former boxer Floyd Mayweather is going to pay for Floyd's funeral and memorial services. And a spokeswoman for the retired champ says the family's accepted the offer. She says Mayweather will handle costs for the funeral on June 9th in Floyd's hometown of Houston, as well as expenses associated with two memorial services in Minnesota and North Carolina that will precede that funeral. Former Auburn football coach Pat Dye has died at 80. He restored Auburn football to prominence as the Tigers won or shared four SEC titles with him. On the sidelines, he passed away from complications from kidney and liver failure, but also had recently tested positive for COVID-19. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.